Government influence in commercial lending. Regulation B. Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, originally passed in 1974, ensures that all consumers have an equal chance to obtain credit. The ECOA applies to all creditors who regularly extend credit and impacts professionals who are involved in granting credit in both residential and commercial lending. The law provides protections when consumers deal with any organizations or people who regularly extend credit, including banks and credit unions. Everyone who participates in the decision to grant credit or in setting the terms of that credit must comply with the ECOA. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act prohibits discrimination in any aspect of a credit transaction based on 1. Race, 2. Color, 3. Religion, 4. National origin, 5. Sex, 6. Marital status, 7. Age, provided that the applicant has the capacity to enter into a binding contract, 8. Receipt of income from a public assistance program, 9. The good faith exercise of any right under the Consumer Credit Protection Act. ECOA does not require all mortgage loan originators to have the same standards. The Act does not guarantee credit. Applicants must still pass the lender's tests of creditworthiness, but the tests must be applied impartially and without discrimination based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, age, receipt of public assistance, or because the applicant exercised their rights under federal laws. ECOA also prohibits creditors from requiring the signature of the spouse of a principal to co-sign or guarantee a loan if that spouse does not have an interest in the entity that is borrowing the money. Requiring a spouse's signature if an individual applicant or entity has qualified for the loan and there is no joint intent could be construed as marital status discrimination. The Act requires that creditors provide a copy of the appraisal report used in connection with an application for credit to be secured by a lien to the borrower. A lender must notify, per Regulation B, 12 CFR, Section 1002.9, an applicant of action taken on the applicant's request for a loan, whether favorable or adverse, within 30 days after receiving a completed application. Notification of adverse action must be in writing and must contain certain information, including the name and address of the person or office from which the statement of reasons can be obtained and the nature of the action that was taken. Adverse action is defined as a refusal to grant credit in substantially the amount or on substantially the terms requested in an application, unless the creditor makes a counteroffer and the applicant uses or expressly accepts the credit offered. Regulation C, Home Mortgage Disclosure Act, HMDA. The Home Mortgage Disclosure Act, HMDA, was enacted by Congress in 1975 and was implemented by the Federal Reserve Board's Regulation C. On July 21, 2011, the rule writing authority of Regulation C was transferred to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Regulation C requires lending institutions to report public loan data. HMDA requires lenders to report the ethnicity, race, gender, and gross income of mortgage applicants and borrowers. Lenders must also report information regarding the pricing of the loan. Some commercial loans involving or secured by a dwelling may indeed be HMDA reportable. To check compliance, lenders can view a guide to HMDA reporting. Regulation 5, Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, sometimes called the Fair Credit Reporting Dispute Act, is a federal law designed to protect consumers against unfair credit reporting practices and protect credit privacy. The Act governs the consumer reporting agencies and those who access consumer credit reports. The general purpose of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, is to ensure the consumer that these agencies are fair, accurate, and exhibit confidentiality in their credit reporting methods. While FCRA is primarily a consumer protection law, commercial lenders should be aware of the permissible purposes for obtaining a consumer's credit report and the requirement to provide the FCRA notice when a lender uses the consumer's credit report to take adverse action on the consumer's application for credit. FRREA. The Financial Institutions Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act, FRREA for short, was enacted in 1989 as a result of the savings and loan financial crisis of the 1980s. The goal of the act was to modify federal laws governing thrift and bank regulation. Title 11 of the act includes real estate appraisal reforms. FRREA called for the reform and regulation of real estate appraisers who are involved in federally related financial transactions. Before FRREA, real estate appraisers did not have to be licensed or certified by the state in which they practiced. This lack of regulation led to inconsistency and inadequacy in appraisal reports and general abuse of the system. FRREA gave over the regulation of appraisers to the individual states. Texas appraisers are licensed through the Texas Appraisers Licensing and Certification Board. Individuals entering the appraisal profession begin as appraiser trainees. Appraiser trainees gain experience by working under a certified general or certified residential real estate appraiser. Levels of licensing include Bullet Licensed Appraiser, Bullet Certified Residential Appraiser, Bullet Certified General Appraiser. Appraisers must follow a standard procedure known as the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, USPAP. These standards have been established by the Appraisal Standards Board of the Appraisal Foundation. FRREA is important legislation to which all FDIC-insured institutions must adhere. Federally regulated institutions include commercial banks operating in the United States, both U.S. and foreign banks, credit unions, bank and holding companies, and savings and loan associations. Federally chartered lending institutions must not require real estate appraisers to belong to any specific appraisal organization. Exemptions to FRREA. Under Title 11 of FRREA, the agencies were granted the authority to identify categories of real estate-related financial transactions that do not require the services of an appraiser to protect federal financial and public policy interests or to satisfy principles of safe and sound lending, too. Therefore, in their appraisal regulations, the agencies identified certain real estate-related financial transactions that do not require the services of an appraiser and that are exempt from the appraisal requirement. Bullet appraisal threshold. For transactions with a transaction value of $400,000 or less. Bullet abundance of caution. Bullet loans not secured by real estate. Bullet liens for purposes other than the real estate's value. Bullet real estate-secured business loans. Bullet leases, bullet renewals, refinancings, and other subsequent transactions, bullet transactions involving real estate notes, bullet transactions insured or guaranteed by a U.S. government agency or U.S. government-sponsored agency, bullet transactions that qualify for sale to or meet the appraisal standards of a U.S. government agency or U.S. government-sponsored agency. Bullet transactions by regulated institutions as fiduciaries. Bulleted appraisals not necessary to protect federal financial and public policy interests or the safety and soundness of financial institutions. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC Charters, regulates and supervises all national banks and federal savings associations, as well as federal branches and agencies of foreign banks. The OCC is an independent bureau of the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Its mission is to ensure that national banks and federal savings associations operate in a safe and sound manner, provide fair access to financial services, treat customers fairly, and comply with applicable laws and regulations. National banks and federal savings associations must comply with uniform rules on real estate lending. National banks must comply with Subpart D of 12 CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, requiring banks to adopt written lending policies that establish bullet loan portfolio diversification standards, bullet prudent underwriting standards, including loan-to-value limits that are clear and measurable, bullet loan administration procedures for the bank's real estate portfolio, bullet documentation, approval, and reporting requirements to monitor compliance with the bank's real estate lending policies. With respect to underwriting standards for each loan program or property type, the bank's policy should specify bullet maximum loan commitment amount, bullet minimum debt service coverage expectations, bullet maximum LTV, bullet maximum loan tenor, bullet amortization criteria, bullet pricing and profitability objectives, glossary of lending terms, cash flow, NOI, the net spendable income from an investment determined by deducting all operating, fixed, and assumed expenses, for example, 10% vacancy, from the gross income. If expenses exceed income, negative cash flow will result. Collateral, something of value deposited with a lender as a pledge to secure repayment of a loan. Debt service, the amount of cash needed to repay the loan. Equity, initially, the interest or value that an owner has a property over and above any mortgage indebtedness. Equity is cash paid into the business and is essential for any real estate loan. Hard costs, also referred to as brick and mortar costs. In a real estate project, these are construction costs, including labor and materials. Examples include equipment, landscaping, HVAC systems, and paving, among others. Soft costs. Soft costs are business costs not related to the physical construction of the project. These include appraisal costs, inspection costs, architecture fees, zoning permits, environmental studies, surveys, taxes, title work, legal representation, accounting expenses, computers, insurance, maintenance, and furniture/decoration, among others. Leverage. Leverage is using debt to increase the return, that is, using someone else's money to make money. Investors like to use debt when the interest rates are low because their return is higher. Positive leverage. Leverage is debt divided by net worth. Non-recourse. Loans that are secured by assets, collateral, usually real estate, not by the borrower's funds or other sources of income. If the loan goes bad, the lender can seize the collateral but cannot pursue the borrower if the lender does not make its money back on the sale of the collateral. Junior loan. A junior loan is a second loan using property as collateral when there is already another loan on the property. It is a second mortgage, also called a junior lien. The junior loan is lower in priority than the senior loan, first mortgage. For this reason, junior loans are riskier and often have higher interest rates than senior loans. Senior loan. A senior loan is a first mortgage, also called a first lien. The senior lender is always repaid first in the instance of default, after property tax liens, of course.